Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Open, saith the Lord, why thy mouth believing, this my covenant word, I will, if thou plead, fill thine every need, all thy wants relieving, and what follows. Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the prophet Jeremiah and there of chapter 14. Jeremiah 14. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the dearth. Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem is gone up. And their nobles have sent their little ones to the waters. They came to the pits and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed and confounded and covered their heads. Because the ground is chapped, for there was no rain in the earth. The plowmen were ashamed, they covered their heads. Yea, the hind also calved in the field and forsook it, because there was no grass. And the wild asses that stand in the high places, they snuffed up the wind like dragons, their eyes did fail, because there was no grass. O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake. For our backslidings are many, we have sinned against thee. O the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in time of trouble, why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? Why shouldest thou be as a man astonied, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not. Thus saith the Lord unto this people, thus they have loved to wander, they have not refrained their feet. Therefore the Lord doth not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. Then said the Lord unto me, pray not for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and an oblation, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, ye shall not see the sword, neither shall ye have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision, and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and they shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. Therefore thou shalt say this word unto them, let mine eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease. For the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous blow. If I go forth into the field, then behold the slain with the sword. And if I enter into the city, then behold them that are sick with famine. Yea, both the prophet and the priest go about into a land that they know not. Hast thou utterly rejected Judah? Hath thy soul loathed Zion? Why hast thou smitten us, and there is no healing for us? We look for peace, and there is no good, and for the time of healing, and behold trouble. We acknowledge, O Lord, our wickedness, and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against thee. Do not abhor us for thy name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of thy glory. Remember, break not thy covenant with us. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Art not thou he, O Lord, our God? Therefore we will wait upon thee, for thou hast made all these things. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. John Bazoya, who was admitted to the hospital in the day of yesterday, and Mr. Herman Lusink, whose heart ablation has been postponed toward the end of the month. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy great mercy and long-suffering that we may gather within the walls of thy house on this special day, a day that has been set aside as a day of prayer and of supplication. And, Lord, may it indeed be a day of prayer for us and our children. Then we have many sins to confess. Our needs are great. Lord, to that end, may it please thee to grant a spirit of prayer and of supplication. And may thy dear Son be our atoning, our praying, and thanking High Priest, Lord. Wilt thou then grant that humility and a little bewonderment that thou art yet so good for such a rebellious people? May it please thee that our stiff knees, that they may be given to bow in the dust. Oh, a low place before thee, that thou may receive thy rightful place, and that is to be exalted in the highest, and that thy glory may shine forth, Lord. On this special day, may we be given to feel how dependent we are upon thee for everything. Then also in the coming season, then each time by renewal, then thou hast to give our heart beat and give us our breath, where every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, no shadow of a turning. And then also on this day, then the thought shall multiply, many cares and many fears, where we live in such solemn and serious times in our Lord. May it not be only our temporal needs, they are indeed manifold and great, but may their many souls have come up, that their main need, their greatest concern, and that is the saving of their never-dying soul, where thou hast taught us in thy word to first seek the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto it. And, Lord, thou knowest by nature that we not only first seek the things of the world, but that we only seek those things unless an eternal wonder of grace takes place in our life. Thou hast taught thy church to pray, Our Father which art in heaven. Lord, then thou art the Father of all creation. Wilt thou grant an impression that thou art that sovereign ruler, and that we are but clay, and that we may be given to bow, that we may be given to honor, and that we may be given to obey. But, Lord, then that wonder has to take place, that thou may become our Father, through the meritorial work of thy dear Son, to become a little child, to be given to trust and to follow thee. And, Lord, then thou hast taught thy church, hallowed be thy name. Then in this day, then we have so many sins to confess, and, Lord, if it would only be right, and wilt thou make it right by thy Spirit, that we may be ashamed, blush to look up unto thee, because of our lukewarmness, because of all our sins and our transgressions, and that we are so concerned about self. Through our deep fallen Adam, we have become self-seekers. And to that end, that it may please thee in this season, that many monuments of thy grace may be raised up. And then, Lord, we shall receive an eye for thy glory. And, thou hast a people that has to write bitter things against themself. But may it please thee to stir up thy Zion, with a single eye for thy glory, and that thy kingdom may come. May that be our main concern, because what shall it profit us if we gain the whole world and we lose our never-dying soul? May the prayers be multiplied to that end, that in the season that lies before us, that thou may richly bless the means of grace on the Lord's day and during the week in the midst of the church. Ah, Lord, thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. And then thou hast spoken, and thou art still speaking in such a special way, we may acknowledge thee, that many restrictions have been lifted, but on this prayer day, may we be given to turn and unto ourselves, word has brought us, whether it has brought us at thy feet, as a poor and a needy sinner, whether we have truly cried unto thee, the living God, whether all the solemn callings, whether it is broader family circles closer to thy world, a less world conformed, Lord, bless thy word in the midst of family circles. Ah, do help fathers and mothers to that end. Give unto the children a listening ear and impress stewardship. It is only for a time, and that time can be so short, and it can come so unexpectedly to an end. Bless our Christian school. Bless when thy word may be opened, Lord. Remember then thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth, wherever it may gather. Wilt thou grant in the season to come, when thou granteth those daily blessings, ah, Lord, we have to confess that even under extraordinary blessings, those special blessings, that our heart can still be so cold and so lukewarm. Ah, may in the past season, may there have been different times for this one, for that one, and also in the season to come, that under extraordinary blessings that we may become so small, and that we may become so humble, and that it may be the goodness and the forbearance and the long-suffering of the Lord that may lead us and our children to that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance. But, ah, Lord, under all our daily blessings, may we not forget thee. May we be given to see that it all comes from above, and that it is all forfeited, that we are unworthy of the least of the blessings. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant by the work of thy Holy Spirit as such a people amongst us, may it then please thee in this day and in the season that lies before us, that many among young and old, that they may be converted, that they may be taken off that broad way, and that they may be placed upon that narrow way. But wilt thou also remember thy people, ah, seeking souls, may they be finders, bring them with the burden of sin to the foot of the cross, with by an eye of faith to look upon him who is white and ruddy. Wilt thou grant those further leadings in the life of thy people? Ah, wilt thou grant that tender and that trusting life, that close life, bound at the throne of grace, needing thee for everything, hearing thy voice, experience thy blessed communion, and feeling thy blessed embrace, Lord. Also our temporal needs, they are great, and they are manifold to that end. And give us then this day and the days to come our daily bread. Also for fathers and mothers in these solemn times, where there is so much uncertainty, wars and rumors of wars, then the thoughts do multiply, the fears can be manifold. But we humbly ask thee, may it please thee to grant shelter, clothing, food and drink, well thou grant in the midst of the family circles, well thou grant health, well thou grant strength, well thou grant courage, and well thou grant happiness, well thou grant strength in the place where thou hast placed us. Then we commend unto thee all the mothers in the midst of the family circles, and undoubtedly there can be times that they are overwhelmed, but may they be given to look unto thee and experience that thou grantest strength for the day. Wilt thou remember the fathers concerning the daily bread? Wilt thou remember on the farm, on the field, in the truck, on the way, in the business, wherever they are called to be? Wilt thou keep from harm and danger? Then we commend unto thee the needs in the realm of nature, where the earth is so dry and thirsty. Oh, we may humbly ask thee that thou may grant moisture, refreshing showers for the thirsty earth, that there may be food for men and beasts. Teach us more and more how dependent we are upon thee for everything, even the smallest matters. Oh, Lord, we have to confess it has begun in paradise, that we live so dependently, while we are so dependent. Wilt thou grant work for the employer and for the employee? Lord, wilt thou guide, wilt thou keep? And then we remember the mourning one since Thanksgiving Day. Then we have stood with three families on the cemetery, where we were called upon to bury young and old. Wilt thou then remember all the mourning ones in our midst? Ah, Lord, those empty places. And wilt thou grant a little submission and keep from rising up against thee? And on this prayer day, when in our family circles, when there is not one empty place and all lying under the sentence of death, wilt thou grant an impression of thy sparing mercies and of thy goodness, that we may be given to appreciate one more and more, husbands and wives, parents and children, where the time is so short, there is but a step between us and death, O Lord. Wilt thou remember the nations of the earth? Wilt thou remember the country that has been attacked, is being attacked by an enemy? May that people be given to cry mightily unto thee, and wilt thou remember them? And, O Lord, what maketh yet us and our children to differ? Although in our country that spiritual warfare between those that have respect for thy word and for those that despise thy word, that warfare is becoming greater. We are in a time of persecution, but, oh Lord, may we under persecution, may we be given to stand, then we need to be kept, because otherwise we fall. And, O Lord, may it please thee in this season, where thou still callest unto us and our children in so many ways, that thy church may be given to repent from their worldly and evil ways, that there may be a searching of thy word and honest searching and asking thee, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Turn us, Lord, and then we shall be turned, because if there is no turning, it is written in thy holy word that the time has come that the judgments must begin at the house of God. Ach, Lord, may it please thee to have mercy upon us and our dear children. May it please thee to pour out thy Holy Spirit. When that taketh place, then it shall all become different. Then we have heard out of thy holy word the prophet under thy great and serious judgments, and yet a little begging. But, Lord, then we have heard it, that thou wast said unto the prophet, pray not for this people for their good, but he was yet given to beg, that they would remember thy covenant, Lord. Do then remember us and our children. Give us not over to ourself. Give us not over to the hardening of the heart, but wilt thou yet show mercy. Then we commend unto thee all our elderly ones. They may have another prayer day. Thou wast spared them for another year has made a difference where there is no difference. And then in the day of yesterday, the father with that dreaded disease was taken to the hospital. Lord, serious and grave concerns, if it may please thee, that the doctors may receive a little wisdom, that the means may yet be used. But, Lord, the time is short, and to that end, may he be given to pray with the publican, God. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Remember him with his dear wife. Another father in his weakness, a procedure has been postponed. Wilt thou remember him and his wife together, Lord? Remember all under the physician's care. Oh, do impress upon all our hearts that our time is short. Lord, when it shall be the season, when thou shalt usher us into eternity, wilt thou prepare us by the work of thy Holy Spirit. Lord, grant then a good day in thy house. Ah, may it be an unforgettable day. May there be a little bewilderment, a little humility, and yet a begging at thy throne of grace. Ah, Lord, may there have come up a few beggars, that have begged in this morning hour, that thou would remember them, the family circles, for body and for soul, for time and for eternity, to receive a little token of thy favor. Then there shall be courage to continue and to be given to look outside of self and above the circumstances, to be given to look unto the King that sitteth at thy right hand, and that has declared, all power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Lord, on such a day there are many needs. We cannot all relate them before thee. Wilt thou grant thy help and thy blessing in this day? Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 123, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad? Shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within and what follows. The collection today is for our Calvin Christian School. Unless differently noted, the Lord bless you and your gifts. Psalter 123, the three stanzas. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Jeremiah 14, the verses 7, 8, and 9, where God's word and our text reads thus, O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake. For our backslidings are many. We have sinned against thee. O the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in time of trouble, why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? Why shouldest thou be as a man astonied, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not. Our text words speak of Jeremiah's intercession for a drought-stricken and sinful Judah, with five thoughts in the first place: the serious time. Secondly, the sincere confession. Thirdly, the God-glorifying address. Fourthly, the anxious concern. And fifthly, the earnest plea. Jeremiah's intercession for a drought-stricken and sinful Judah. The serious time, the sincere confession, the God-glorifying address, the anxious concern, and the earnest plea. Thus first, the serious time. Beloved congregation, the Lord has granted by renewal that we and our children, that we may have another annual prayer day, yet privileged that we may come up to God's house and humbly attempt to implore of the Lord so necessary, indispensable, and yet forfeited blessing concerning all aspects of our life. And may there yet be a troubled people in our midst that in this morning had to confess, Lord, now it is prayer day, and I have to confess of self, so prayerless and so thankless. Thy common mercies, we give it so little thought, so little impression. We live so independently, and even under thy special blessings, the thanksgiving lacking or so short, it is a blessing when on prayer day, when we may come in the need with the confession of all of our transgressions, but yet a little begging, the Lord has a people upon the earth who learn to need the high priest at the right hand of the Father in the way of atonement, the way of prayer, intercession, and in the way of thanksgiving. The Lord has a people upon the earth that learns and is given to experience that blessed spirit of prayer and of supplication. The Lord yet makes a difference where there is no difference when we think of the country of Ukraine, where many prayers shall be sent up, but where there is death, mourning, destruction, many fears and many cares. Then the Lord is speaking to the whole world. The last few years with the virus, we may acknowledge the Lord that many restrictions have been lifted. But then on this prayer day, should it also not be a day of examination? Where has it brought us, congregation, when we may return to a little more normal life? We know there are those that have lost their occupation because of the mandates, but a little more to her former life. May I then ask you, can we now return to our former life, and when nothing has taken place, with all the Lord speaking, the midst of our family circles personally, then on this prayer day, then there should be many concerns. And to that end, oh, it is true concerning as fathers and mothers, concerning the daily bread, what a concerns there can be. Very well possible that the fourth petition, that in the future, that it shall receive a deeper meaning. Give us this day our daily bread, but young and old, we shall all come through the time, we and our families, but should it not be the greatest concern? How is it with our never-dying soul? When it shall be the season that the Lord sends the angel of death to usher us into eternity, and then boys and girls and youth, then you must not only think about your grandparents and the older ones, the sick and afflicted. We have experienced that the young are also taken away. It can be so sudden. Oh, fathers and mothers, may that be impressed upon all your hearts, that stewardship is but for a time, and that it is short. And now concerning our text words, then in the time of Jeremiah, then very similar times and circumstances to our day, because in the time of Jeremiah, the judgments could not be prayed off. They would come. And so it is also in our time that the judgments are approaching. May we, under those approaching judgments, oh, it can yet be when there is a reformation, repentance in the church, in a country, that the judgment shall yet be stayed but they shall come. The prophet Jeremiah was called to be a prophet when he was young, under very solemn circumstances. And then for a Jeremiah, then in the beginning, there was much encouragement and there was much gladness, because it is recorded in this prophet, the prophecy of Jeremiah, that he began to reign in the 13th year of King Uzziah. And boys and girls, you know who that king was. 8 years old when he became king. Of course, there were others that helped him reign. But children, what has now taken place in the 8th year of his reign, when he was 16 years old, then he began to seek the Lord, began to serve the Lord, to love the Lord, and then he received an eye for the glory of his God. And to that end, we read of a reformation in the 5th year of the prophecy of Jeremiah. And then the temple was cleansed, the book of the law was found. Oh, may that happen in this season, that the Bible may be found. Personally, family, church, and boys and girls, you shall say, but we have a Bible. May then ask you, do you live according to that Bible? And have you learned by the grace of God to seek the God who is declared in the Bible, where the Father has sent His Son, a way that we may be saved? Thus at the beginning, then for a Jeremiah, there was joy, about the same age as the king, when he was given to see the zeal of King Uzziah, the great Passover that has been celebrated. But then there came a time, it is specifically mentioned in the Bible, that Jeremiah has mourned greatly when the king was taken away. 39 years old. What a judgment for the people of Judah, the last God-fearing king of Judah. What has taken place? Ah, then Necho, the king of Egypt, has went northward to battle against Assyria. And then Uzziah thought, Assyria, that is still a buffer state between Israel and Babylon. And then Uzziah has went to war against Necho, king of Egypt, and he was killed. The lamentation was great. And then his son Jehoahaz, he was appointed by Israel to take the place of his father. But after 3 months, when Necho, the king of Egypt, has returned, then he has appointed another son, Jehoiakim, and that is the king, and is believed, that is reigned, when also our text words, the prayer of Jeremiah, was prayed. And under King Jehoiakim, in the year 609, first 4 years under the king of Egypt, then Egypt was conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, in the year 605, the first captivity. Daniel and his friends were also taken in that captivity. And King Jehoiakim was a king that did not fear the Lord. Oh, we even read in Jeremiah 36, when Jeremiah has spoken and Baruch his scribe has written the books upon the roll, And they were read before the King Jehoiakim after 3 or 4 pages, that he has cut that roll up and burned it into the fire. Thus, what a sad time for Judah. What a sad time for the prophet Jeremiah. Many times he is called the weeping prophet, where he has preached the word of God, where he has wept, where he has begged that people to turn to the word of God. But they have refused. Oh, it is true. Also in the time of Jeremiah, there was still a remnant, because they read in Isaiah 1 verse 9, that except the Lord has left us a remnant, we have become as Sodom and Gomorrah. Still a blessing and a privilege when there is a remnant. That is great. That is great love for the word of God, given to walk in all simplicity. No, not as the Pharisee, but as a people that has to lament that they are so far off from the right place, but yet respect. Oh, also in the time of Jeremiah, there were yet people, there were yet families that had great respect for the God of Israel. Oh, then perhaps as it was, as we read of Melanchthon, the co-worker, the helper of Martin Luther, many times discouraged, considering everything that was transpiring and the enmity against the Reformation. Then a Melanchthon, he had to go on an errand. And when he returned, he seemed to be so glad. And when a Martin Luther has inquired, then Melanchthon said, oh, I may still have courage, because as I was traveling down the streets, then I have heard a mother that was teaching her children the catechism out of the Word of God, that soldiers are yet being trained. Oh, do we not read of a Jeremiah in Jeremiah 35 of the Rechabites who were given to honor their father and their mother? We read of that Ebed-Melech from who has taken Jeremiah out of the pit. Then there was still a remnant where it was visible that they had great respect for the word of God. There were still those families that have not taken an idol into their dwelling, but that have cast the worldly stuff out. Oh, in the time of Jeremiah, then he would be glad, and when they came up to the house of God in all modesty and reverence, although we do not read that it was immodest, that was more ascribed in Bible times to the Baal, Ashtaroth, and all the heathen idols, then history tells us there was much immodesty, but not coming up to the temple. Nevertheless, there was a great declension for the greatest part of the people. It seemed they were so deaf, so unwilling, so hardened. The Lord sent many judgments. The prophet was given to declare that if they would not repent, that the Lord would send greater judgments. We read in chapter 5, verse 3, thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. Is that our picture, congregation, under all the Lord's callings, under his judgments? How is it in our heart? How is it personally, family, the church? Jeremiah, alas, had to say, And we repeat it, there was still a remnant. Ah, that was given to weep over the condition of Zion, given to cry unto the Lord. Converted people also in an outward way, but under the Lord speaking, cannot stay the same congregation. Same thing under each sermon, also on this prayer day. We cannot leave those doors as we have entered them. And then we do well to examine ourselves. Oh, may the prayers be multiplied. Have there been a few confessions with tears that we have told the Lord, "Ach, Lord, so many blessings and so many callings, and yet this heart still so hard, unfeeling, maybe even rebellious." Prophet has said to that people in the name of the Lord, "Shall I not visit for these things? Saith the Lord, shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this?" And what did the people say? They like to hear smooth things. There were also false prophets that said, "Ah, Jeremiah, that is an old-fashioned prophet. He is too strict. He sees everything too discouraged." No, people, you do not have to fear. We are that covenant people. The judgment shall not come. That people said they trusted in lying words. Temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, they are these. And now in this chapter, is the common way of the Lord upon a people that he sends lesser judgments before he sends greater judgments, the judgments of destruction. And we have heard it. A great drought has come upon the land of Judah. Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black. That word black in Hebrew, translated different ways in our English Bible. Sometimes black and sometimes to mourn. There's the same word. Thus that people, they mourned black unto the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem has gone up. And what have they mourned about? About the consequences of sin. With Jeremiah, we hope to hear it. Did not exclude the consequences. "Lord, has said, call upon me in the day of trouble, will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." In Psalm 50, verse 15. But that people was mainly about the consequences of sin and not the reason that the Lord has sent that drought. We read of solemn things, that they have sent the little ones, boys and girls with a pail, to go and search through the pits, get a little water, and they returned, found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. The boys and girls, they were even sad and ashamed. So dry it has become in the land of Judah. The ground is chapped, no rain on the earth. The plowmen were ashamed, they covered their heads. what it is for fathers when they have no work and no occupation, what it is for father, for mother, and for the children. Thus, solemn judgments, and even further than it is written. We know, boys and girls, for animals, what a love they have for their little ones. It's written of a mother deer with her fawn. And it was so dry, no grass, that the mother deer had no milk for her little one, and she deserted it. And why? Was it because something of the animals have done? No. It was because of the sin of the people of Jerusalem. Does that ever strike us, congregation, when we see the animals suffer, sick, when they die, that we have to confess, Lord, now because of my sin, because what we have done in paradise, there is so much suffering also in the animal world. The wild asses stood on a high place, sniffed the air, whether there was water in the vicinity, snuffed up the wind like dragons. Their eyes did fail because there was no grass. Thus, a great suffering among man and among beast. And the reason, because of their sin, and not only because of their sin, because the Lord says in his word, when a people shall repent of their sins, that he shall hear from the heavens, and that he shall heal the land. But it was because of unrepentant sin. Oh, we would think that under such a drought, that people would have come to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, what must we now do that the Lord will open the heavens, that he will grant refreshing showers, that we all perish not, but that we do not read in our chapter a drought. The moment also in southern Alberta, very dry. May it please the Lord to remember also in that respect. But not only a natural drought, are there also a few souls that know what a spiritual drought is. When it becomes so dry, and when the Lord grants that thirst, those are not the worst places, alas, alas. Also in the life of God's people, there can be those times of drought, and that they come not on the right place, and that they do not feel that thirst, and that they do not even resemble that dry earth. Because oftentimes you see it, boys and girls, when it is very dry, then we see that the earth splits. Then there are those cracks in the ground, as if it were, that the dry ground is crying to the Lord, that he may send those refreshing showers. What a blessing it is when the dry people, those dry souls, when they may become thirsty, as we read in Psalm 63, where the soul is given to thirst after the living God, a drought in the midst of the churches. Oh, the Lord is still working. Lord, still is a remnant among us, but compared to former times, then must we not confess such a spiritual drought in the midst of the churches? We read thereof in Isaiah 32 of the condition of the church until, read that in verse 15, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and that fruitful field be counted as a thirsty, as a forest, a drought. When we consider our nation morally, years ago, no, boys and girls, it was not perfect. Since our deep fall, many evils, but former generations, family circles, father and mother, children, divorce was very seldom heard of, even in the world. Love abounded, oh, still a blessing, when by the common goodness of the Lord, that love may abound in marriages and family circles, value it, families, because when that is missing, what do we have upon the earth? But when we consider morally our country, broken up families, people deceived, God's word, no longer a place, no longer authority, and we see what our country is coming to, do not have to multiply it out, same-sex marriages, transgenderism, woe unto us that we have sinned. A drought could also speak financially. We live in a country from shore to shore, mountains, minerals, rivers, fields, many resources, and now financially, we read in the book of Proverbs that the borrower becomes lender to the servant. Our debt has become so great that we cannot even fathom it. Spoken of billions of dollars. To make it simple for our boys and girls, if you would now receive $1 billion bills and you would place them around the world end to end, then at the equator, you could go 3¾ times. Or to say it in another way, if we received $1 billion and we would spend $1,000 every day, 6 days a week, we would have to become 3,226 years to spend it. So that shows how far our country has sunk into debt, a spiritual drought, impossible to repay, and our country continues on that course. It was a serious time in the time of Jeremiah, but not as serious as the year 2022. Let us first sing. A Psalter 210, Let us only sing 1 and 2. To God will I direct my prayer, and he will make my needs his care. I trust him still, though in my grief, no answer yet has brought relief, and what follows. Psalter 210, only 1 and 2. Our second thought, the sincere confession. Yet a few words, and then hopefully in this evening hour, we may continue. Then Jeremiah has written concerning the people of Judah under heavy judgments. Many times it is stated, and it is true, prosperity is also a great danger for the church. We read of Israel, when Jeshurun waxed fat, they kicked backwards, and sometime perhaps we have the thought that when the Lord sends judgments, then it shall be better. when the Lord comes with the Spirit in the judgments, then indeed it shall be better. We may examine ourselves concerning the last 2 years, concerning Judah, Jeremiah 5 verse 23, but this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. Verse 24, neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and latter. And then the prophet in the name of the Lord has declared, your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sin have withholden good things from you. And now in our text, under a great drought, boys and girls ashamed, fathers depressed, mothers sad, the animal suffering. Then there was yet a prophet in the midst of that people that was given to come on his knees and lay the matter before the Lord and attempt to beg, was possible, that his beloved people would be remembered. And then that prayer begins, O Lord. It is a blessing. When on prayer day, there may perhaps be a soul that comes not so much further, but in a lowly place, awe and with reverence, with humility, with a deep and profound impression of our needs, personally, family, and church, an impression how dependent we are, an impression that we are not worthy of the least of his blessings, and so overwhelmed. But Lord, to whom else shall we go? Oh Lord, do you hear, congregation? It is true. Many times it can be words, but from the prophet, oh Lord, can hear it true, genuine, real, bowing before his master and laying everything out, the condition, the need, the circumstances, thus that is an O of great need, that is an O of urgency, there's an O of faith, not the worst times, when the soul is given to pause. Such an impression of their own needs, wife, husband, children, church. Oh Lord, perhaps so ashamed that no freedom to go so further. But how did the prophet now begin? Oh Lord, we are so thirsty. Famine, animals are suffering and dying. wilt thou please open the heavens. That is not how the prophet began. How did we begin this day, congregation, and this morning? With rights, demands, temporal blessings, prosperity, we may flourish. And with the temporal blessings, what then? And therefore, O Lord, then the prophet has come on the right place. If you have now a family circle, and boys and girls, they desire something special, a father and mother, a special favor. And of course, boys and girls, I hope you ask the Lord and do your best that you may honor and obey father and mother. But when you have now done something very wrong, then you shall not have so much freedom to go to your father and mother and ask for a special favor. But then you shall first try to make it right and try to make him happy. Simple instruction. On prayer day, if it is right, congregation, then our sins, they shall rise up against us in different circumstances. When it is right, and when we bow our knees, and then I'm not speaking of infirmities, of special sins, if it is right, and we bow our knees, then our conscience shall speak, and then our sin shall rise up against us. They shall also rise up against us when the Lord sends special trials and callings and judgments. If it is tender, then we shall know the reason. There's the sin unrepented of. Our sin shall rise up against us when it is right. Also when the Lord grants a special blessing, and we may have an impression thereof. Then we shall say, Lord, so much goodness for unrepented sin. Of course, also our sin shall rise up against us under the law and the word of God. 'Tis so necessary that we come on the place of Jeremiah on prayer day. O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, we shall close for this morning. What is included in that prayer of Jeremiah? That first expression, may the Lord grant in this season that petition may receive a special place, a deep place, because when the Lord works, then we learn that sin causes separation. And then it shall be, O Lord, send it 1,000 times away. My rightful place is in hell, but O Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Thou knowest that I cannot miss thee. Is there now a way that I may be pardoned in this season of all of my iniquities? That is proclaimed in the word of God. but it is included in that petition of a Jeremiah when it is right, that there shall be a hating and a fleeing of sin. Otherwise it is clear, although God's people, they learn when it is tender and right, they are called upon to pray against their own flesh. The Lord grant in this day. And O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of serious and solemn times, that the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple was nigh at hand. 'Tis the lot of us and our children to live in similar times. We humbly ask thee, wilt thou grant in this day the spirit of prayer and of supplication, and that we may be given to resemble the prophet of old, O Lord. Though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake. Our backslidings are many. Lord, we have sinned against thee. Lord, grant in that true repentance, a turning unto thee, and Lord, for a repentant people, then thou hast declared that thou shalt heal the land. For those seeking souls, that is thy work, the work of thy Spirit, to uncover us truly to our sins, our iniquities that breach, and to grant us, O Lord, but also faith to be given to turn unto thee, and to humbly ask for pardon, wonder-doing God, the latter days of the earth. Wilt thou remember us and our children? Wilt thou keep us in the furtherance of this day? Grant traveling mercies. Return us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, 220, the stanzas 1, 2, and 6. Great Shepherd, who leadest thy people in love, may cherubim dwelling shine thou from above, and might come and save us. Thy people restore, and we shall be saved when thy face shines once more. Psalter 220, 1, 2, and 6. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.